Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Kimber. Hello, Kimber.
Yep.
Yeah, we're about to start the show right now.
Okay.
Yeah, with the intro. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip. I'm thinking Lawler, cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, because I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high?
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez. And that was from Wale, hip hop artist. Definitely a knowledgeable dude from the knows professional wrestling. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest on here. It's an honor to have Shakara, the grand champion. Give it up for Kimber Lee.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to Wrestling Impact Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's an honor. How's your day been so far?
It's been good, and my usual day, which involves going to work and the gym and the normal, but it's been good.
Yes, and I know you happy with the Seahawks from yesterday.
Yes, definitely. Definitely happy with them.
And I'm interested in the wild card of them playing the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, that would be interesting. We'll see.
Yes, were you a wrestling fan growing up?
I always was drawn to wrestling. I actually, as a kid, wasn't allowed to watch it. My mom didn't let me. So I just got to see a little bit of it here and there. It was if I happened to be at one of my friend's house where I was able to watch it, or I would kind of sneak it in my room because I had a TV. But so I would consider myself a fan, but it was very hard for me to watch it. I was always intrigued and always wanted to.
Was it true that you idolized China?
When I was younger, she was the person that stuck out to me the most from what I was seeing. And what I liked about her so much was just that she could stand up to anybody. And she stood up to the men and held the men's title in WWE even. And so, I don't know, just those things always stuck out to me about her and drew me to her as a character. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any athletic background before wrestling?
Yes, I actually grew up in dance. I'm classically trained. I've been dancing ballet since I was 2 years old, so going on 23 years now. Well, going on to 24 years almost at this point. But So I've been dancing my whole life. I actually went to college for dance education, so it's just something that's always been with me as well.
Awesome. Any memories of training at CZW Academy?
Just that, you know, I worked a lot with Drew Gulak. He was one of my main trainer, and he just, you know, never treated me any differently than anybody else. I had to work just as hard and learn how to do everything that the guys that were there with me were doing, and Drew was somebody who definitely pushed me and wouldn't let me slack off and, you know, never took it easy on me, and I thank him for that.
Yes, definitely another talent, a great worker that definitely belong in the big companies. Also, what's your thoughts of BJ Hyde, the owner of
you know, he's somebody I've worked with, and he's always been professional with me, and I don't really have anything to say other than that.
Awesome. And I noticed that your first, you made your debut in an intergender match at CZW.
I do intergender a lot of places. That isn't the only place. I don't even remember where the first time I had an intergender match was. It might have been there. I honestly don't know.
Also, you have been working with, even Drew Gulak sometimes.
Yeah, me and him have tagged a lot of places. We tagged at Beyond a lot.
What's your memories of tag teaming with him with the Kings and Queen tournament of WSU?
You know, it's always was a fun tournament for me to be a part of. And Drew and I always made it pretty far each year. We never won, but we were always in the semifinals or close to getting to the finish. So, you know, like I said, with him being my trainer, like we know each other well and work together well.
And I also remember you working at RCW in Baltimore. That was when I first met you working with Mia Young.
I did work for RCW.
You definitely had good matches with her, and including WWE legend Jazz also.
Yeah, those were some of my favorite matches and some of my first matches in my career, too. I've wrestled Mia a lot of places, and me and her trained together a lot, too, when I was first starting. So she's somebody who, you know, I consider a sister, even though we beat each other up all the time.
And definitely you also worked with Annie Social before y'all became a tag team up in WSU.
Yeah, me and her have been a tag team for a long time now, going on 5 years or so. But Annie's somebody who also, when I was first starting to train and just starting out, really kind of took me under her wing and helped me out and kind of showed me what to do, and has always been kind of a mentor figure to me in wrestling and just a really true friend of mine also, and it's great.
And who came up with the tag team names of the chicks with Nasty Tactics?
I honestly don't know where the name came from.
You know, definitely did put on some good work at CCW and WSU against even the Juicy Product and Rick Cataldo. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I don't know. Yes, we had those matches. I don't know what you want me to say there.
Right, they were so, it was very entertainment, though, on air.
Yeah, they were fun.
And definitely, you have another tag team with Cherry Bomb, also Timber Bombs.
Yes, definitely. Bombs is another person who is my best friend. We talk all the time about everything, not just tag team stuff, and we've been very successful together.
Yes. Any memories of highlight moments at Shine also for you?
I mean, obviously a highlight was winning the title from Legendary. Definitely a highlight.
Definitely a lot of fans loved the promotion Shine also on every internet pay-per-view, and y'all have a big cult following with so much talent over there, including the Lucha Sisters also y'all been working with also.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great platform for the women.
Any thoughts of Shimmer also?
I'm the Shimmer Tag Team Champion right now with Cherry Bomb. So,
y'all definitely been winning gold in every almost every promotion now.
Yeah, it's been a good year. I've been lucky enough to be very successful, and it's been a lot of hard work, and you know, just you got to keep pushing to reach your goals and never give up even when things seem difficult, because it's not always, none of it's easy.
Right. And I noticed that you had a you was at the Ring of Honor tapings also working a four-way match also. How was that experience, first time at a Ring of Honor?
It was awesome. It was just a great group of people to be around, so much talent in one spot. And it was just so cool to see, like, to be in that kind of an environment and see the amazing production that they have, and just get to be a part of it all, and get to hear them still chant "She's a Wrestler" for me. And it was my debut, and it was just a really good feeling, and to get to have my first match ever for Ring of Honor be at the 2300 Arena was also just something that was special to me too.
Amazing. And the former ECW arena right there, that's actually a landmark.
Yeah, for sure. I was fortunate enough to be in that building a lot.
Yeah, I definitely want to see you more on Ring of Honor and with the women's division also, the Women of Honor.
Well, I definitely want to come back, and, you know, they're building their women's division right now, and the one match was just a taste, and I want to show them everything that I can do, and get to work with them as much as I can.
Right. And I noticed that Ring of Honor usually have that relationship with Shakara sometimes also, on and off relationship.
Yeah, definitely. So you never know.
Right. And I think one of your best highlights came when you wrestled on Hollow Wicked at Shakara. That was, no one wasn't expecting that right there.
No, that's probably the highlight of my wrestling career at this point, was that less than 5-minute match.
It definitely topped 90% of WWE pay-per-views, definitely, of their Money in the Bank. Also, any plans on even going overseas to Japan or the UK?
You know, I would. Those are both places I've been lucky enough to be there. When I went to Japan, it was very brief, so I would love to go back and actually spend some time and train while I'm there and learn everything I can. And I was lucky enough to go to Europe for 2 weeks a little over a year ago at this point. And, you know, I'm looking to go back, and it was one of my favorite places. And Europe's awesome. I definitely want to get back there as soon as I can.
Yes, it's amazing how much women's wrestling has been grown for the last 7 years and throughout the world also.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And I forgot the name of the faction, the Hill faction of CZW. You was with Drew Gulak and a few other names also.
Yes, I was a part of a campaign for a while.
Definitely a good faction right there. Do you currently watch the WWE or TNA product?
I honestly don't get a chance to watch it most of the time. I work a lot, so I'm usually not home. So I catch it when I can, but a lot of the times, unfortunately, I can't.
Yes, and I noticed that some of your friends also would be making some appearances at NXT or is already over there also signed, like Blue Pants, Leva Bates.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I love getting to see my friends get opportunities like that.
Right. You never know. We could be seeing you sometime in the future at NXT.
Yeah, we never know.
Also, who would you like to work with in the business that you haven't worked with yet?
That's always like the toughest question because there's so many people that I just can't wait to get an opportunity to work with. I mean, I could never think of people off the top of my head. That's the worst. You know, cheerleader Melissa is somebody I haven't gotten an opportunity to work with yet. Or, like, that's the only one that's coming to me right off the top of my head. But, you know, just there's a lot of talent, and I want to work with as many different people as I can.
All right. And I noticed that you are finally back in Maryland for apparently the women's champ of MCW.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. And you definitely had a good matchup with Renee Michelle also. Definitely another up-and-comer also that's putting her name out there in a lot of places.
Mhm. Yep, and we're actually facing off again this Saturday for MCW.
Yeah, it seems like they have a very good stack card also for after Christmas.
Mhm.
And I still remember you working with Mickie James also at MCW.
Mhm. Yeah. That was great to get the opportunity to work with someone like Mickie and get to learn from her while working with her. I was lucky enough to get to work with her a handful of times there, and hopefully I'll get to work with her more.
What's your thoughts of Dan McDevitt and Dennis, the owners of MCW?
You know, they're great, and they welcomed me in like I was family when I first started, and I love coming to the shows, and it's a great place to be, and it's just a positive environment, and I really enjoy being there.
Right. Yes. They have so much huge crowds in there. It's like almost 2,000 in there every other month there. And they definitely know what they're doing, how they promote a show and get over all of their talent. And it's just amazing with that, along with any other good any groups or smaller promotions out there.
Mm-hmm, for sure. They definitely know what they're doing and promote their product well, and in turn promote us well and give us a good place to show what we can do.
Right. And it's just one thing that a lot of fans and other ones in the industry that wish that indie wrestling and smaller promotions can be seen on like a cable access channel or own channel with usually with a small fee to pay, the WWE Network.
What was it? I don't know if I understand.
I think if they was on a national cable network that has that cater to all indie promotions. They get their name. Get their name out to the mainstream hardcore.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that would be cool if it was something that existed.
And definitely. And do you want to plug any other upcoming shows for remaining of this year and into January?
Well, you know, I'll just for the ones I have coming up going into this year. To the end of this year, I have MCW this Saturday, and then Beyond Wrestling's FET finale. It's our last show at FET Music in Providence, Rhode Island. Where I'll be taking on Chris Dickinson for the final encounter, too. So those are the two big shows I have coming up right after the holiday. So you guys should all come out and see them.
That's what's up. Yes, it was nice having you on Wrestling F Factor. Kimberly, you can come back any time to the show.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You have a good holiday.
You as well. Take care.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the beautiful and talented Kimberly. If you want to download this episode or listen to it and to the replay, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingXFactorRadio or on our Facebook fan page at WrestlingXFactorRadio/XFactorEntertainmentRadio. or our Twitter page, also at Weezy Benitez. That's WEEZYBENITZ. And this is your host, about to call it a night, Wayne Benitez, signing off. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Hennig. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas that fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's low. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I father niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars, beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it a joint. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expired. Niggas getting back they bribes, I ain't told in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? She wrap my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas that fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.